It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Ndalama Insights Business Show, a show that provides solutions to challenges faced by businesses at different levels of growth. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and industry practitioners. This morning's topic, how do I make the right business decisions in tough economic times, comes from Mr. Mubita Luwinda. To discuss this topic, I have Mr. Fisher Mwale, founder and CEO of Yalelo Limited. Good morning, Mr. Mwale, and thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much. And to the listeners of Ndalama Insight.
Brilliant. Welcome to Ndalama Insight.
In particular to you, Happy New Year, compliments of the season. And I hope that this will be a profitable year.
Oh, thank you so much. I really look forward to a lot of profits.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Mwale, businesses in Zambia continue to struggle. Even as we start a brand new year, many businesses are facing a tough economy, which include a lack of money, numerous taxes, rising inflation and interest rates, and a depreciating kwacha. And while our population is rising, the rate of economic growth is slowing down. What decisions have you had to make in your business during these tough economic times?
Well, without trying to discourage anyone, I want to say first and foremost that there is no easy business. There is no easy way of making money. Any money which is made easily goes away easily. So the mistake we make is to, first of all, approach business with a sense of entitlement that the customer or the world out there owes us a favor to give us the business that should create profit for us. So it all goes back to your foundation and the business decisions you made in order to start that particular business. It has to be based on strong founding principles of business. I think that I dare say that, especially since we are addressing the young people who are already in business or who are getting into business, I always say that a learning process should be continuous because business is dynamic. So when you are starting in terms of business, you must think of forward planning. You must think of where you are going to be. And in that planning stage, you must realize that not all things are going to be rosy. Even your market is so dynamic, it changes. So I think that the attribute I would say should be embraced is to foresee change and mitigate the shortcomings of any type of change. They say there is usually force majeure. Let me put it liberally, that there are things which you might not expect to happen to you, okay? But there are things which you expect, which you can have a control in. And that is what strategy, planning, and basically being able to determine your growth trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mwale, many entrepreneurs actually don't plan for their businesses. What, from your own experience as an entrepreneur, is it possible for one to prepare for a tough economic period, and what measures do they need to put in place?
Yes, it is. What is preparation? Mm-hmm. Preparation is a learning process. And I say that, remember I said learning is a continuous, dynamic factor. You must continually acquire knowledge about that business that you are going into. To just take a back step, I believe that we should create a platform where there's an incubation period for our young entrepreneurs. Incubation meaning that they must have a time and space within which to acquire basic managerial systems. And techniques. That's why I'm saying.
Why do you think that is important? Now, you having said that is pretty interesting. If I look at Zambia and compare it to other African countries, we are very new when it comes to entrepreneurship. If you look at way back in the 90s, that is when Zambians were starting to become entrepreneur. So why do you think it's necessary for Zambia to have incubation kind of models for businesses so that they can be nurtured even through tough economic periods, so they know how to handle these tough economic periods?
We are not new, because statistics indicate that there is 5 million people in the informal sector. Informal sector meaning that there are basic trading and commercial activities taking place somewhere. That is what is driving the economy. So it is for us, how do we harness that already existing raw entrepreneurship and turn it into a more productive and accountable system of commercial interaction, so that people are not only making profit, but there is also a transformation from the informal sector into the semi-formal sector, meaning that we are going to be contributing revenue to the GDP. So it is an embracing approach. We must realize that we do have a sector which is ready to enter the entrepreneurs class. It is just a question of how do we expand, how do we create what we call mentorship, okay? Mentorship, I'm talking about, when you talk of even incubation, I'm putting it within the classification of mentoring someone to acquire certain business skills. This can be done at various levels of the community or society. We have so many institutions which are already there. The schools, the councils, the NGOs. If we are serious about creating the necessary wherewithal among our people, we have to start focusing on this informal sector, which has absorbed almost 25% of the population.
Okay, not to divert too much away from the topic we are looking at, Mr. Mwale, making good decisions becomes very important during tough economic times. It's no doubt Mr. Mubita Lubinda wants to know how he can make the right business decisions in tough economic times. What is the secret to making right decisions in tough economic times?
I think first and foremost, it's to understand the business in which you are in. Why you are in that business? Was it because you saw your neighbor selling tomatoes? Do you know why they got into selling tomatoes? Is it because they have a garden? And you don't have a garden, you are going to buy tomatoes somewhere else. Therefore, already your input, your costs, is higher than your neighbor. So when you want to go into business, study the area, study the market.
Okay.
And be able to anticipate the change, the trends. And this includes price fluctuations, the impact of your source of supply. And already you must have an inbuilt ability to discern your competition, because you must always remain a step ahead if you want to be successful. Even when you think of expanding, you must be very careful as to when you expand. I like saying that the growth should be modular. It should be in blocks. Be sure of the first stage that you have established. If it is strong enough, it's like when you are building a house. So it's modular. You grow your business in blocks.
Oh, brilliant. I like that. You started with having a strong foundation.
Exactly.
And then now growing your business
in blocks.
And you start growing.
And in that growth, I think our biggest weakness in Zambia is cash management. And this cash management, why we are so weak, is because the best ingredients in terms of cash management is the ability to save. Our culture militates against saving. We do not inculcate this habit of saving even in our families from our children. You might remember Bazungus always have a piggy bank.
Okay.
That is a form of socialization.
Now, Mr. Mali, I want us to focus on two types of businesses, startups and growth stage businesses.
Yeah.
The first one, startups, those that want to start a business or just started in business in this period. What is your advice to them? Should they wait until things are a bit better or should they go ahead and launch their business and get started?
No, there is no right time except your own time. When you feel you have the energy, when you feel that you have the right idea, the creativity and the commitment and the seriousness to the decision you have undertaken. As I said, in anything you do, preparation is very important. Look at your resources, the available resources. Resources, in this case, the biggest capital you have is even the idea you have, the brains you have. People, I think, make the mistake by constraining themselves when they start talking and paranoid about cash, about so on. Start according to the size of your budget, your pocket.
Okay.
And grow.
If we shift our focus to the second type of business, the growing businesses, what practical measures can they put in place in order for them to stay afloat in these tough economic times?
Downsize. Make tough decisions. Okay? Do whatever is necessary to keep afloat. Meaning, you start cutting down on your costs. Now, every penny in business matters. The utilization of your phone, because you are paying for bundles for airtime. Just use your phones for necessary business. And don't chat on the phone the whole day to start explaining, I'm waiting for orders, what. No. Be practical, be businesslike, even when you use your phone. Economize on the way you move. Rationalize your trips. Even to work backwards and forth, just do whatever is necessary to cut down on costs. Buy one pair of shoes a year instead of the 10 you buy. Or just go to Kontama. But nobody will know if you
have. No one is going to know.
Like, do you know that I'm wearing
dubious things? No, I can't tell. It looks very expensive, I must say, to the listener that can't see you.
It's because of the name I have. You have to be realistic. There are certain expenditures, even in terms of what we eat. How we eat.
Tell me about savings.
Savings.
During the break, you are telling me about savings. Can you just, as we come to the conclusion of the program, now, just tell us a little bit about savings.
Basically, savings. What is savings? Savings is you are creating a reserve. Okay? That reserve is supposed to mitigate against whatever we are talking about. A 10 in the economy fortunes or for expansion purposes. But I'm saying that this is a critical factor which we lack. Character of saving, in fact, defines how you are even able to cut down on the costs. Because when you are cutting down on any costs, you are saving, actually. Okay? You are putting it in a sinking fund and creating reserves. And I think that for those startups, you start looking at even your sources of supply. Start being more economic, more circumspect, more comparative in terms of approach and go for the cheapest sources and etc. I think just everything about you should be minimizing your costs.
I think that really makes it in terms of our discussion today. Yeah. Mr. Mali, I wish we could continue discussing this. I think there are so many things we can learn from you. Unfortunately, we've only got 15 minutes and we've come to the end of our program today. And what I've learned, and I hope Mr. Mubita has got from today's episode, is that your foundations really matter. You need to be able to anticipate or acquire knowledge about your business and also anticipate change and trends in terms of changes in prices and any other factors that may affect your business. You need to understand your competitors and you should be a step ahead of them and also grow in blocks. Very timely advice from Mr. Mali. So dear listener, if you've joined midway in terms of this episode, you can download from our podcast, from our website, that is www.insidepartnersafrica.com, or visit our Facebook page, Inside Partners Africa, and visit the Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners Group for details. And take note of tomorrow's episode where I host Mr. Jito Kayumba from Kukula Capital as we discuss how do I get access to finance as a small business. Have a fabulous day.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.